You're listening to SBS News.
After weeks of tumult, France has confirmed it will return its ambassador to Canberra, but the dust hasn't yet settled. French Ambassador Jean-Pierre Thibault told ABC Radio on Friday the decision to cancel the submarine deal in favour of the AUKUS alliance has created a deep crisis.
I have clear instructions, strong instructions, and we will have to revise everything. Because if and when we were, you know, talking about the importance of something and that we afterwards discover that those words were empty, you know, what was true?
He's also criticised the federal government's argument that it couldn't consult with France before making the decision public.
It's childish to say that it was impossible to consult France. And if you don't want to take my word, okay, take the words of President Biden. Take the words of Secretary of State Blinken. They have officially stated things should have been done differently.
The Prime Minister yesterday welcomed the move, confident it was inevitable.
So I welcome the fact that the ambassador will be returning to Australia. I think that's a good thing, and I think that was always going to happen after the consultations that were had.
France has already reinstated its ambassador in Washington, but delayed in its decision for Canberra. As Prime Minister Scott Morrison revealed yesterday, he's yet to reach President Macron.
I've spoken to the Prime Minister of Slovenia, Justin Trudeau, again after his re-election, again speaking to the Prime Minister of the Netherlands and many others.
Macron.
Just working through all of these issues, that time will come, I have no doubt.
While the US has had more luck, President Biden spoke with Emmanuel Macron last month after admitting the US could have done more to soften the blow. Still, Paris is seething, and the ambassador says he doesn't want to rush to repatch the relationship with Australia, and that it goes far deeper than the ill-fated submarine deal.
We need to be sure that what we build is solid, won't be put into question once again when, you know, one decides that he wants to do it, and we need to be on solid and firm ground.
There's no confirmation for when Ambassador Thibault will arrive or when President Macron will take Canberra's call. Krishani Danji, SBS News.